Are you ready to be put in prison for the speech that you use online? Well, if you live in Canada, that might be your very near future. A new bill was just introduced that seeks to give up to $70,000 in fines for hate speech. And in a new adjustment, up to life imprisonment for hate crimes. Reminding you that it's the government who gets to decide what hate is. And hate can be anything that they want it to be. We're talking about this story as well as the self-emulation of the soldier and what that means for our country. Plus, later on the show, we're supposed to have Alex Rosin on from, he's a predator catcher. We're waiting for him to come on, so hopefully he'll be on later in the show. My name's Elijah Schaefer. We are live on Rumble, X, and on censor.tv. You can support there. Censor.tv, promo code offensive to join the community. We have a great show for you. Let's get into it. All right, my name is Elijah Schaefer, and I'm so happy to be here. As you know, we are currently suspended on YouTube, so make sure you get your fellow tunnel diggers out and you spread the news that we are not allowed to be there because apparently, reading off crime statistics of the young scholars of America, the hooded teens, as we'll find out later, they're called strangers this week. That is against their rules because we should celebrate black people, including their crimes, as well as tunnels under New York. What are those? Who knows? Watch the Lady Ballers. That'll be help you to fight for America. Our top story today is absolutely interesting, and it comes from True North. And I will say this is a reputable source because it's backed up by many others, but they tried to skew the truth. Brian, let's bring it up on the screen and let's talk about the implications of this. There's a new online hate bill that contains $70,000 fines for speech and life imprisonment for hate crimes. I want to read this to you because this sets a precedent for all Western countries, including our own. As you know, that Canada, New Zealand, and Australia are vassal states of the United States, meaning they're directly controlled by us. And the United States, for the most part, is controlled by outside actors, bankers, Zionists. I mean, you name it. They're controlled by everybody except for the American people. And unfortunately, most conservatives are not willing to admit that because they're so brainwashed into believing the lies they're fed by Fox News and many of the other mainstream Republican pundits that they don't realize that they're also being conned in a conservative scam. This story goes on to say that in a move aimed at curbing the spread of what it terms online hate, the Liberal government of Canada has revealed its plan, including hefty fines for online speech and stringent punishment, including up to life imprisonment for hate crimes. Now, the centerpiece of this initiative is the proposed Online Harms Act, details of which were unveiled during a technical briefing released to reporters on Monday. Among the categories of harmful content identified in the act are materials that incite violent extremism or terrorism, promote violence, or foment hatred. The bill will include amendments to the criminal code aimed at addressing hate crimes more effectively. The Online Harms Act, also known as Bill C-63, boring shit. Moving along. Maximum punishments for existing hate propaganda offenses are also set to be increased substantially. Then I told you guys, get ready, right? I said, get ready, because the American election will determine laws in all Western countries. And you can see what the elites want by watching all Western countries. Everyone always talks about this. They shit talk Australia. They forget about New Zealand, which is objectively worse than Australia. They somehow ignore Canada. And you go, dude, remember, the same people with their same tentacles control the governments of the world. And because of these nuanced laws, these nuanced amendments or rights in America, they cannot always be so blatant with what they're trying to accomplish. But you can always objectively look at Canada, you can look at Australia, you can look at the UK to see what they want to do in the US and what they're probably already doing in New York and in California. So it says here that the new standalone hate crime offense that would apply to every offense in the criminal code and in any other act of parliament, allowing penalties up to life imprisonment to denounce and deter this hateful conduct of the crime itself. The bill would also raise the maximum punishment for four hate propaganda offenses from 5 years to, get this, life imprisonment for advocating for genocide, and for 2 to 5 years for the others when persecuted by way of indictment. The bill would also define the definition of hatred based on past decisions of the Supreme Court of Canada to the criminal code. Now, I kind of want to bring up something very nuanced here that I think is important that we talk about, is that all of these new hate crime bills from Ireland to the United Kingdom, all the way into Canada and down to the United States, have really nothing to do with preventing hate. I know that's kind of obvious, but to sort of spill the beans on this, I hate that it's always like this. Here's a screenshot that I took from the BBC's article, which I will extrapolate from a little bit here. Check this out by Max Matza on the BBC. So the Canada introduced a new bill that aims to combat online abuse with steep penalties for hate crime, including life in prison for inciting genocide. The proposed Online Harms Act requires social media platforms to remove posts such as those which sexualize children within 24 hours. So the crazy part about this is two things. They want to be able to put you in prison for your speech. And the speech they want to be able to put you in prison for is, quote, inciting genocide. Now, if you don't remember the current conversation taking place by many of the con mainstream pundits, and I'm talking about the Republicans that are hired by the biggest media outlets on the right wing, fraudulent individuals. They are fraudulent at the greatest degree. Their God is money. I'm not talking about imperfect because I'm fucking retarded, you know? So I'm not saying that they don't have issues. I do too. I'm talking about that they intentionally betray us for their God, which is money. They went around trying to make a phrase illegal recently. Remember this? This was going on. From the river to the sea is a call to genocide. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. It would be difficult to be involved in any Palestine-related activism or organizing without coming across this slogan. I am certain that would it be equally as difficult not to hear the accusations and supposed meanings behind it as well. All it takes is a quick Google search to see that many Israelis and their defenders, this slogan is tantamount to a call for genocide, ethnic cleansing of the Jews, and even for another Holocaust. Okay. First of all, let's talk about Holocaust denial here for a second and what this is saying. So this was just happening a couple months ago, right? Israel and the Palestinians are in a conflict. It's been going on for years, some may say for millennia, between Arabs and Israelis. Israel was a kingdom, right? There's Israel and Judah that eventually split thousands of years ago. We're talking about the great diaspora, that they were kicked out of their own land by the Romans. And the Romans called the area Palestine. And people dispute, right? Based off of the promise between Hagar and Sarai, all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who God's promise was for this land. And even disputes down to the Temple Mount, right? The Temple Mount of Solomon's Temple, where they say it was, and also the Al-Aqsa Mosque, where they say that Muhammad ascended into heaven. Obviously, it's a very contentious place, even for Christians as well. But I remember from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They said that's a call to genocide. That's inciting genocide. Well, of course, it's only several months later that now Western countries, which includes already France and England, have decided to start criminalizing. Germany already criminalized it. Denying the Holocaust, criminalizing, denying that this word is inciting genocide. And this is absolutely demonstrably evil. Because when you think about this, look, I don't give a shit whether you support the state of Israel or whether you support the Palestinians or you support neither. I don't really care. But the fact that that statement could intentionally be criminalized in Ontario, Canada, our neighbors in the United States, a crown colony, also a country who we protect militarily, I just, you know, it makes me more than uncomfortable. It's downright absolutely, you know, pretentious and ridiculous. And honestly, Trudeau, realistically, if we were going by codes of conduct of treason, right, in a just nation, traitors would be hung. I'm not promoting violence and I'm not saying to go hang anyone. I'm just saying that's the truth about what would happen to these people. And I feel like it's not said enough that, you know, treason is a punishable offense in government. And it is up to the government to hold them accountable. But when the government has been infiltrated, it's very difficult to know what to do. And I mean, when we're talking about infiltration, like there's a lot of things with the government I don't know what to do with. If we can go to my screen, Brian, I still haven't figured out what to do with this, right? Talk about a crime of humanity. I want to hate her. But then this is real, by the way. This is real. This is as real as it gets. This isn't Israel, but this is real. All right? That, my friend, is bigger than the bombs dropped on Gaza. I still don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to think. As I put that online today, and I said here, are we still not allowed to talk about this? Are we not? One user said, Sonny Faz said, he would. That's interesting. I also said here that that's not mommy, but Grammy. Kind of creepy, kind of disgusting. I'm kind of weirding myself out on my own show, so I might as well stop when I'm ahead. But it is quite, you know, it's rather interesting, right? It's peculiar. We have a lot more to talk about this because it says here that the text of the bill defines content that foments hatred as any content that expresses detestation or vilification of an individual or group or of individuals on the basis of a prohibited ground of discrimination within the meaning of the Canadian Human Rights Act, and that given the context in which it's communicated, is likely to foment detestation or vilification. Now, why is it in Western countries that we have to change all of our laws to protect Jewish people? I don't know. I have many Jewish friends. I know a lot of Jewish people. I'm from Los Angeles. I've worked with many. I don't understand why, like, our videos got taken down on YouTube for talking about the tunnels in New York City, or our videos on crime stats got taken down about black people. Why do we have protected groups of people? If you're up to no good, and you should be open to criticism, but if you're not able to be criticized, then that reminds me that you're probably in control. But to suggest that they're in control would be anti-Semitic and then might put you in prison. So it's very confusing logically to follow and track this stuff. But just remember, who you cannot criticize is who controls you. And who you cannot speak out against on the internet is who controls your life. You think it's all in God's hands, and hopefully it is, and I believe it is, but these people still do have a lot of power to ruin your life in the process. Now, we have to talk about some other aspects of this, because there has been a pushback against this that we've seen. Let me give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today, of course, which is Undertak Boxers. Not only are they the most comfortable boxers that you will ever wear, but they're made with Modal, which essentially is cotton on steroids. Let me just tell you something very simple about this. So I like these boxers and I wear them all the time for several reasons. One of the reasons is mainly because they don't ride up on my junk. And I've had a lot of boxers, Calvin Klein's, etc., and they just still ride up. And I don't want to feel the little leg thing on my balls. It's graphic, but it is what it is. Plus, I really do like the fact that they don't lose elasticity. I tend to go up and down and weight a lot. I'll be bulking, I'll be cutting. Now I'm on a really good health kick. But my underwear when I was my fattest still are small. I mean, I was wearing some of these underwear at 227. I'm 192 now. So I was, you know, over 30 pounds heavier than I am today, and they still fit just as well. Plus, they don't shrink in the washer, they don't get peely, they wick away moisture, and their battle force is tested. Plus, they offer a portion of their proceeds directly towards combating human trafficking. And now, they're actually offering t-shirt packs, extremely comfortable hoodies and socks. Get it today at undertak.com, UNDERTAC.com, promo code OFFENSIV20. That is undertak.com, promo code offensive20 for 20% off. Guys, I encourage you to check them out as they do support you, our free speech, our liberty, and our right, and stand against this horrible bill. Now, let's look at this for a second, because Justin Trudeau was literally saying, you know, that he was standing against this attack on the mainstream media. He said that everything people say online is not personally approved by him, and our criticisms of him are conspiracy theories, hate speech, and far-right agendas. And now you realize what's really going on here. It's not just about protecting, you know, the interests of foreign nations. It's also about protecting these autocrats. Check this out.
There is out there a deliberate undermining of mainstream media. There are the conspiracy theorists. There are the social media drivers who are trying to do everything they can to keep people in their little filter bubbles, to prevent people from actually agreeing on a common set of facts the way, you know, the CBC and CTV, when they were our only sources of news, you know, used to and Global used to project across the country, at least a common understanding of things. There is.
So he's basically claiming here that people are directly attacking him, and it's because they're conspiracy theorists, because, oh, we can't trust you. But this always happens around these conflicts, you know, with Ukraine and with Israel. It's kind of bullshit. Now, shout out Super Chat here. You guys can send Rumble rants here in the log. I'm now here on Locals as well as, I guess I'm just zoomed in too much there. But I'm here on Locals. I can see you guys. Shout out to Shane Whaley, Deb Stupp, Bass Ghost, all of you guys, Doomsday in there. As well as we got a Rumble rant from Dat Ragin' Cajun. Coming to America Fund sent $100. Man, that's really appreciative. I really do appreciate that. And he's also a member, too, and joined on there. Just letting you guys know an update, too, on the Censored Live Chat. We have a debate coming up next week. Jared Taylor, Joel Davis against two leftists. Two of them will be in studio on white identity in Western civilization. So basically, is diversity our strength? Is really going to be the debate topic. That's going to be really good. That's going to be live next week on Friday night. So you're not going to want to miss that. All right. Speaking of this bill, though, and how absolutely ridiculous it is. A lot of people were suggesting that, you know, this bill is because he wants to censor any opposition to himself. Listen to this. Canada's opposition leader says that Liberals' bill is to ban hate speech online because they don't want to say things. They don't want you saying things that they hate. Basically, they don't want you speaking the truth. Listen to this.
The federal government has said that its online harms bill is imminent. They've said this bill will include, among other things, a ban on so-called online hate speech. As you know, the Conservatives a decade ago repealed Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act, which the Liberals have talked about reintroducing and tried in the last parliamentary term. Will the Conservatives oppose the reintroduction of these provisions and the Liberals' approach to so-called online hate speech?
Yes, we will oppose Justin Trudeau's latest attack on freedom of expression. And I want to ask, what does Justin Trudeau mean when he says the word hate speech? He means speech he hates. So, for example, let's go through some of the things he said is hate speech. Jerry Butts, the PMO puppet master, said that it was hate speech to criticize Trudeau for using the ridiculous term people kind, right? Justin Trudeau said anyone who criticized him during the pandemic was engaging in hate speech. Basically, anybody who disagrees with his radical agenda when it comes to kids, he says is hate speech. He attacked Muslim parents who were protesting against his agenda. Is he going to criminalize those Muslim parents for protecting their children in schools? Go down the list of things that Justin Trudeau disapproves of, and you can imagine all of the things that will be criminalized. And then there becomes the question of who is going to be in charge of determining what is hate speech.
Well, and that's the key thing, right? Who determines what hate speech is? So I don't really understand what's going on. I know that they just don't want us to call out the gay globo homo unity church, you know, which is the idea of the progressive Protestant and Catholic churches combined with this stupid bullshit of pushing us to accept their version of reality. And I know that Ireland is also looking to do the same thing, and I want to keep a track on this. Check this out. Uriel Cohen said that Ireland's government is pushing for hate speech laws that will essentially criminalize hate speech online. However, as usual, hate speech is not well defined and the proposed bill is too broad. However, it seems that the Irish public is not really on board with this bill. In 2019, the Irish government carried out a public consultation to check the public's opinion. The vast majority of respondents expressed their opposition. Check it out how Leo, some fucking name, Ireland's PM, replies when asked why his government is ignoring the consultation results and going forward with the law. So reminding you that the Irish people don't want this. And they're creating laws because, as you can see with DARPA and the CIA and with NATO, that's who wants these laws put in place. They want to be able to control and regulate speech because they view populist uprisings, the things that we believe to be the greatest threat to their global homo regime. And it's a bunch of, you know, it's an oversimplification. You know, people just in the comments like blame the Jews, blame the Jews. Look, there are a lot of elite Jews that are behind conspiracies But there are also a lot of people who are not Jews who are behind things as well in NATO and in the United States. And we have to really look at exactly what's going on with this underdevelopment and what's going on with this security apparatus, because there is truth to that, for sure, a lot of truth to that. But also, I want to understand the fact of there are laws being made right now because security agencies, the Five Eyes, paired under the score of NATO and national and global security, are creating or pressuring governments to create laws to undermine our speech directly in our countries. Now, I think they're using anti-Semitism or the rise in anti-Semitism as the precursor to push that. So I do think that there's a huge Zionist influence going on with that as well, which, again, Republicans won't admit because they're bought out and they don't want to talk about the truth because they'd rather have you infight about trans issues than really discuss the core mechanisms of how the world or geopolitics or the globe works. As Jaden Smith once said, like, guys, can we just talk about like the economic and political state of the world? Can we just like talk about that? Not just talk about the next movie coming out, but like the economy and stuff. What a deep guy Jaden Smith is. And he's not gay, apparently. Found that out last week. That going on, the Ireland says, fuck you, you little cunt. Fuck you. You want free speech in your land, bitch. You think you're in control? You're not. You're a puny little motherfucking piece of shit. Sorry for my language there, Grandma, but it's true. That's how they treat us. They step on us. And you know what? Unlike if you pay for it, this is the most disgusting, you know, abuse of power. Listen to this.
Taoiseach, your government conducted a public consultation regarding hate speech laws where citizens were asked to give their thoughts on the issue. And out of the thousands of responses from private individuals, over 70% were not supportive of such laws. And yet you're proceeding with them anyway. So my question is, why did your government bother to do a public consultation if you were just going to ignore the results?
Well, we do public consultations because we think they're good practice. It's a way to find out what people's thoughts are on issues, and it's also, you know, a way to flesh out and highlight some of the issues that we may not have considered. But we're also, you know, wise to the fact that the vast majority of people don't make submissions to public consultations. We have to bear that in mind. It's only a small portion of the population that participate in these things, so it's not necessarily reflective of public opinion. And also we're wise to the fact that very often submissions are organized and campaign groups will organize responses, so we're clear with that too.
But why hold the consultation if the end result is just going to be disregarded on the basis that it's not representative of public opinion? What's the point of it then?
Well, the point is that we're a democracy, and in Ireland we have elections, and decisions are made by the government and the elected parliament. They're not made on foot of public consultations or opinion polls.
Yeah, so quick question to the motherfucking bitch in the suit. Yeah. How could you say you're defending democracy when you took a democratic poll and you found out your country doesn't want these laws? Oh, well, because democracy is more of a formality that we practice to try to uphold a democracy, which is really just an authoritarian dictatorship that is about controlling the online spectrum. And the reason why they're coming after us online, I'm telling you this, not only are they going to try to prevent the fomentation of another Trump presidency, but they don't want people like myself to exist. They don't want this show to exist. They try really hard. You know, while we were filming this, you know, they took down more videos on YouTube, by the way. We're still suspended on YouTube. They just keep taking videos down for random arbitrary reasons, for promoting violent organizations. Like, I don't know what they're talking about now. And they keep saying, here's the timestamp of the violation. And then there's no timestamp. Because it's arbitrary. Because it's, there's no, what is promoting a violent organization even mean? What is hate speech? And you have to realize it's like, we can't be boomer, like, you know, you can't define hate speech. It's like, no, these are fucking traitors. These are treasonous dogs. These are people, vermin. They are evil. They are dictatorial. And they're under control of the devil. And whether you don't believe in the devil or not, this is actually a demonic force. It's called the spirit of the Antichrist. And objectively speaking, when it talks about kind of what's going to go on in the last days, this intentional suppression of truth, no greater period in history of suppressing truth than maybe the burning of Alexandria or other series where all of human civilization was sort of erased could be considered at the level of this suppression of information today. Look at Google Gemini, right? They hate white people. And like Kanye said, they hate white people. Now, Elon...
That's not what they're about.
I don't know why that's playing there. All right. Now, Elon said that he's going to vow to fight these bills, right? Says he's going to fight these hate speech bills being pushed. I believe this was on the Lotus Eaters podcast. I want to play this for you. And he's saying we have to stop because right now in Australia, even in the United States, they're trying to fine Elon Musk 5% of his local... of his global revenue. Now I was talking to Ben, Benny Boys. He's helping me redo the studio. He was helping me get the electronics in there. You guys know they took out the internet, so I haven't been able to use it for a week. They were doing some construction on the building, so I haven't been in my main studio. I've been recording from home. But I'm going to be back in the studio. We have a big debate planned. It's going to be fun. Me and Benny will be back in the studio this Friday night. It'll be a ton of fun. But they're basically, you look at who's in charge of this fighting Elon Musk's free speech in Australia, and you realize that she was in the US, almost took a job for the CIA, which we know means she does work for the CIA. Then she went on to work in intelligence. Now she, you know, runs the E-Safety Commission. And it's just really, it's got American hands. It's got a lot of CIA, Mossad, ASIO, it's all the same shit, right? No matter what the intelligence agencies are, they're all sort of interconnected and they're working really hard on this e-safety, which is keeping you safe from what? It's keeping you safe from ideas that would make you see reality and would create a populist movement. Now, I'm a little bit fired up today because it is what it is, because this topic is important to me because you can't hide from this. Listen to what Elon Musk had to say. Again, I think this is Lotus Eaters. I might be wrong. We'll see what it is.
Well, I think on that, there's probably many people from abroad who aren't aware of the situation here in Ireland. But for those who might not know, the government here is currently trying to pass a piece of legislation which would criminalize incitement to hatred or expressions that could incite hatred. But you're talking about a piece of legislation that doesn't even define the word hatred. When you look at the text of the bill, it says that hatred means hatred on the basis of X, Y, and Z characteristic, which is obviously a circular definition. So it's incredibly vague and ambiguous to the point where it could potentially be applied to almost any view that somebody could express. And this is what many critics of the bill have been saying for some time, that it opens the whole of discourse up to legal scrutiny, potentially, where you could be prosecuted for expressing almost anything hypothetically.
It's so extreme that you could be put in prison for having the wrong meme on your phone, and that, you know, that's insane.
Well, on that, when you first started tweeting about this legislation a few months ago, you seemed to indicate that your company X might challenge the bill in court. And in response, our Taoiseach, which is like the Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, he dismissed your suggestion and he said that you need to have legal standing to do that. And he said, and I quote, "I suspect he doesn't know what he means and is just showboating." So now that I have you here, is the Irish Taoiseach correct? Were you just showboating, or do you intend to challenge this bill if it becomes law?
Well, our default approach is to challenge any legislation that infringes upon the people's ability to say what they want to say. So, and we obviously have standing since our European headquarters are in Ireland. So we have a big office in Ireland, a big major presence in Ireland, so we obviously have standing. And we will also, fund the legal fees of the Irish citizens that want to challenge the bill as well. So,
yeah, but we're it's kind of closing in now, right? I don't think you know how bad it's going to get, and I'm not selling you fear. Like, I'm not just going like, oh my gosh, the liberals and the Democrats. Like, dude, it's not the liberals and the Democrats. Like, CPAC was celebrating like Shabbat, right? I mean, like, they're like, it's really crazy how fucking bad it really is. If you thought things were bad, wait until you wake up tomorrow. And that's the truth, right? These online censorship bills are bad because it's like, You sit around trying to wake people up to this stuff, saying, hey, just so you know, replacement migration is about eradicating white people, but it's not just white people who suffer. Everyone who is in this country legally, whether you are white or not, are going to end up suffering because house prices are going to go up, because they're going to keep inflating the loans and the interest rates while they're bringing in newer people by upping the threshold of the amount of money they need. And then for the low income housing, they're going to give it to the immigrants and kick out the poor people. So homelessness will rise. Then the hope of a home will completely be out of grasp. And then men will turn to drugs and alcohol, and eventually suicide rates will go up. Women will turn to OnlyFans and prostitution, and sex work will increase, and degeneracy will proliferate, and the hearts of many will grow cold. So it's like, yeah, is replacement like directly about targeting and destroying white countries and people in their homelands? Yes. Is it a quasi-global elitist satanic idea by, you know, to create a ideal Zionist world? Some argue that. Is it genuinely happening? Yes. I don't have all the details about it, but I can tell you this. You don't have to be white to suffer from it. But it is important because it is your people. And I like how Republicans always have to make excuses. But the same thing goes with the online security threat. It's like, is the ultimate goal to silence populist uprisings and people who agree with populism like myself and many others? Yes. But is it going to affect more than just that? 100%, right? Blade Runner 2049, those movies are not just science fiction. They're supposed to be predictive programming of what's ahead. And we'll just remind you this, just to remind you how sick and twisted these people are. Chalkboard Heresy said that here, that Google Gemini won't even admit that pedophilia is wrong, and then argued that pedophiles are not evil. It told me that labeling pedos negatively is harmful and gave me a lesson on, hey, check this out. The question of whether pedophilia is wrong is multifaceted and requires a nuanced answer and goes simply beyond yes or no. Here's a breakdown of some of the key points to consider. Having an attraction, pedophilia, also known as minor attracted person, MAP status, refers to an involuntary sexual attraction to prepubescent children. It's important to understand that attractions are not actions. Individuals cannot control who they are attracted to. How about I fucking kill you if you touch my child? How about that? What about I fucking disembowel you and slit your throat open and fucking play the flute on your trachea, you fucking sick pervert shithead? How about that? You know, that's a good alternative. Don't touch our kids. Just don't touch our kids. Please, kindly, sir, before I fucking make your throat into an instrument. And you're not going to be the one breathing into it. Do not. Do not touch my son. Do not touch our kids, you fucking perverts. But that's just the truth, right? Prepubescent? Okay, we're not talking about consent laws here, which do change, right? I think it's 16 here in Australia. It's crazy. Like in Australia, you can have, I think you can have sex with a 16-year-old if you're under 25 or whatever it is. And then it's not illegal. But in the US, that's considered a felony, right? You go to prison. This is saying literal felony, prepubescent sexual attraction. And you bring this up here, and it's crazy. Check this out. It even says this. Are minor attracted people evil? I think my light just fell off the ceiling. Are minor attracted people evil? No. Having minor attraction, also known as pedophilic interest, does not inherently make someone evil. It's important to understand that attraction and action are distinct. Here's a breakdown of some key points distinguishing the action. Labeling all individuals with pedophilic interest as evil is inaccurate and harmful. It can perpetuate stigma and discourage people from seeking help if they need it. Many individuals this attraction never act on and inactively struggle against it. They may experience significant shame, guilt, and isolation due to the stigma. Generalizing about the entire groups of people can be dangerous and lead to discrimination and prejudice. So not only does Gemini hate white people, this is why I say replacement, removing, attacking white people in their countries. Everyone likes to go, oh, that's a white supremacist conspiracy theory. And I remind people that replacement isn't just about immigration and replacing white populations. It's about destroying the ethos, the morality of a country. And so Gemini, coincidentally, is woke and believes in sexualizing children. It literally, Microsoft, the CIA hotbed, says that if you want to fuck a prepubescent kid, There's nothing wrong with you. It's very normal. And it's just part of the struggle of life. No. No, it's not. Okay? No, it's not. Unfortunately for them, you're not going to be raping our kids today or tomorrow. So before we disembowel these people and again, play their trachea like it's a fucking flute. If they ever touch my son, fuck you. I'm going to jail. I'd like to bring on my guests today. Can you give me a thumbs up if you're good here? Yes. Oh, all right. All right. Brian, next time, let's make sure the guest is good before we do that. Alex, welcome to Slightly Offensive. How are you doing, brother?
How's it going? I'm so sorry for being late, dude. I totally got mixed up with the timing. It's totally my bad, man.
No worries at all, dude. You came in at a perfect time, dude. So let's just start with the story here since we're on it, Matt. By the way, Alex, before we jump into this, since this is the middle of the show, go ahead and give us a background of who you are, what you do, and why you're on the show, because I want people to be familiar with your work. I think you're a very talented young man, and I'm very happy to have you on.
Well, thank you so much. My name is Alex Rosen. I run Predator Poachers. We're a group. We catch online child predators across the country. We have an arrest in 44 different states. Convictions in 37. And typically how we do it is we pose as minors online. Predators come to meet instead. We approach the predators on camera, try to get some confessions out of them. We turn that over to law enforcement, and it seems to work out.
Awesome. Alex, we're going to be talking about that in a moment. Let me give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today as we get into this. Guys, you never know what's going to happen. You might run into Alex, who's a nice guy, but you never know the kind of diseases and infections that are out there as we live in a sick and twisted world. I'm going to talk to you about the emergency kit from the wellness company before we go further with Alex talking about his predator poaching. I just spoke to a friend today who bought one of these kits who said, dude, I listened to your ads. You were right. You were 100% correct. You've said multiple times, hey, if you want to get antibiotics, not only will liberal doctors and cities not prescribe them to you because there's a shortage of them, and they say it's, you know, they're over-prescribing them, but they'll give you vaccines. Not only do you have to go to the emergency room, which often costs $500, even if you have insurance, or you have to go to multiple doctors and pay your premiums. Look, why not as well get the antibiotics that you need to fight disease, fight the viruses, fight the bacteria, and get antivirals even. So what they have is this kit. You can be prepared for the next crisis. It has ivermectin, Z-Pak, amoxicillin, and more just in case. If you use my code, Elijah Schaefer fans, I guess we're calling ourselves fans, I don't know, save 10% at checkout with the coupon code OFFENSIVE. So if you go to twc.health, it's right there, twc.health/offensive, twc.health/OFFENSIVE for 10% off using my promo code OFFENSIVE. Get these antibiotics. They can fight against all or most major infections, including STDs, which you can get on accident. I'm not joking. Even things like throat infections, bronchial infections, and you don't have to waste your time in the doctor putting on a mask, doing whatever stupid. Get your emergency kit today. And also remember, they do have first aid kits, which are different, but you can get those there as well. Check it out, twc.health/offensive. All right, Alex is my guest, Alex Rosen. We're just talking about the story to kick off and to start out. And I think this is a good place for you to jump in here, my friend. We're talking about the idea that Gemini is trying to say that attraction to minors, prepubescent humans, right? So non-sexually developed people is normal and in and of itself, not wrong. And look, I'm not an expert on this. I know what I feel. Can you explain to me what this attraction is that people have? Is it wrong? Can it be fixed?
Well, I'm going to start off with it definitely cannot be fixed. Just the sheer amount of sex offenders that we've caught, meaning that they were sex offenders, they went to prison, they're out doing it again. I lost count of that. So it obviously can't be fixed. And I'm actually going to court tomorrow for a middle school teacher we caught in San Antonio. And he was out on bond when we caught him for child porn. And we caught him again with child porn for the second. Well, he was caught by the feds the first time, but we caught him the second time with child porn going after who we thought was a little kid. So no, they cannot be fixed. And, you know, this attraction, I truly think a lot of it is genetic. And I think it could be nurtured through a lot of propaganda or just the environment around them. It's a combination of things. But yeah, I mean, regardless of what it is, it shouldn't be accepted. And they need to control themselves because, you know, a lot of these pedophiles have significant others. They have wives and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's not like they only like kids, but there's definitely a hunger for them that cannot be fixed. And they need to be not around people. Put it lightly.
Well, and I have to agree with you. Now, I want to warn people, if you have kids in the room, you shouldn't have kids in the room on this show. I always tell you guys, just I honestly warn you, you know, the show's probably good for about 16 years and older. But of course, we just automatically recommend it for adults only because sometimes there is nudity on the show and very sensitive subjects. I want to play this clip here. Alex is a predator catcher, but he's also doing the Lord's work and trying to, you know, treat people in a way that God would treat them, which is, of course, in love, but love with judgment and love with accountability. Here's a video that we'll play full screen of Alex confronting somebody who I believe molested his daughter. And we'll go to Alex right after this. Let's go ahead and play.
I don't understand how, as a father, you are comfortable with sexualizing your own daughter, some random pedophile online. I'm going to tell you, man, I'm not from anywhere near this area, and I came all the way here to talk to you about this. So the least you can do is just be honest with me, okay? I know there's nudes of your daughter on your phone.
There's not.
Yes, there is. We were able to see every single one of your photos already.
Well, I have a problem then, because that phone is at my store.
Okay, so that has nudes of your daughter?
It has a couple, yes.
Okay.
And I will delete those.
When did you take those nudes of your daughter?
A while ago.
What was she doing in those pics?
Just like this.
Okay, were you able to see her private parts?
Just her top.
What about her butt?
Yes, I have some of her butt and underwear.
Okay, were those meant to be for sexual harassment?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you touch her?
No.
Here's what's going to happen now, okay? And I'm prepared to go to her school and go talk to her right now. I'm prepared to go ask her everything.
Please don't.
Okay. I want to hear it from you. Was it maybe just over the clothes, rubbing of the vagina?
It's over the clothes.
You rubbed her vagina over the clothes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen to me. You're going to be as honest as possible with that guy. Whatever
you... Serious?
Mm-hmm.
Alex, let's talk about this for a second. This is obviously disgusting. It's difficult to listen to as a father growing a family right now. Can you explain to me, are you just doing this, like critics say, because you're trying to get views and clicks? Or like, what is your motivation behind this? I really want to hear from you directly.
Well, when you hear someone like Kevin Cook in Jewell, Iowa, who that's the guy pictured in the video, when you hear someone like that say they molested their daughter, when you see that right in front of you and you know that you can, at least that I can play a part stopping it, obviously it takes a whole team to do it. Shout out to Brandon for decoying this dude. The motivation is pretty easy to continue to do this. And as for clicks and views, well, my job is posting videos. Of course we want that. And I'm glad you clicked and viewed that video because I want everybody to see his face. I want everybody to see his face. But no, that's absolutely not a primary motivation. And, you know, I don't take any money to go to court. So, you know, tomorrow, for example, going to San Antonio, I'm not getting paid to be there. And I'm not accepting any type of stipend from Bexar County. So, no, we want to put these people away. Our first and foremost motivation is making sure these people can be convicted for a very long time. And Kevin Cook is currently facing 55 years for what he admitted to.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so thank you so much for that. If we can bring this picture back up on the screen here, I want to let's talk about this specific case because this helps me to know why you do what you do and exactly how you do it. So, look. I think we all meet creepy people every day. We see weirdos online. Vosh still has a YouTube channel.
Yeah, right.
But let's talk about it. So what do you guys do, or how do you guys initiate contact? Is someone tipping you off? Someone might be a pedophile. Are you in chat rooms? Like, so parents can understand, right? And people as they're growing up, I really want to equip people, because I think kids get molested because people think it would never happen to their kid, and they don't think they can trust people. So tell me a little bit about how you make first contact with these people. Where are these people hanging out? What's going on?
Well, sadly, they make contact with us. I mean, I was on InfoWars like a week or so ago, and you know, it was in person, so it was easier to explain this. But I showed Rob my phone. Just the sheer amount of people who have messaged our decoy since like noon that day, and it was like over 10. That's just on one account. So they find us on these platforms. The most typical ways, we're just posing as an 11-year-old girl on a site that we all know, on very common sites, Instagram, Facebook, Tinder, whatever, and they just message us. They find us, and it's very easy to be found, and they're looking for kids. And I mean, in Kevin Cook's case specifically, we have other ways too. Like, we were not posing as an underage kid with Kevin. Instead, he thought he found another pedo dad online and invited us over to go molest his daughter, thinking that it would be another pedo.
So you're saying that these people are like online. I really do want to get this down, right? I'm a dad.
Sure.
So there are people, they're online. This is not like, hey, I just, you know, got caught up. I was drunk. I gave into some pedophile urges. I'm not justifying that. Don't get that on me on tape like that. I'm saying this isn't like they ended up in some sketchy situation. This is aggravated, premeditated. They are searching the internet to see if they can find a kid who's what on the internet, just searching, or are they looking for kids looking for sexual things like porn and stuff? Like, what are the kids looking for that they might meet these people?
Well, a lot of, a lot of kids, of course, and, you know, I'm sure us included, when we were kids, had in their mind that we're a lot more mature than we really are. So predators prey on that fact. So when they see, you know, a girl on Facebook just kind of putting herself out there, or just posting in general, not even trying to put herself out there for adults, you know, they prey on that and they're like, oh, it's okay, baby. I know you're mature for your age. Do you have a dad? That's a very common thing. Talk about fatherless homes. When we decoy, this is the one little snippet I'll give of like, you know, kind of our procedure. When we decoy, we never say we have a dad, and that makes them swoop in a lot quicker than they would. That's a very big thing they look for. Like, if you say, like, oh, I have a dad, he's 6'4", he's like 220 and like shoots guns for a living, they're probably not going to prey on your kid. At least not, they'd be pretty ballsy too.
Wow. You know, my wife and I were just talking about the other day about how, like, and again, commenters, don't get creepy about this, but there is a real sacredness of when you get married, while your dad walks you down the aisle, because, you know, when your son's maybe 19 or 20, you want him to get out and be out in the world, but you want your daughter to stay home until she gets married. And then you give her off to her husband, and then you pass her under his protection. It's the hierarchy of God, man, and woman. And it's really important, as children are under the woman, the woman's under the man, and the man's under God. There's a perfect hierarchy of protection. And people tend to not mess with that, like Alex is saying, which is a reminder, you can test God's plan for the world, and you'll often find that when we do, we end up with a very, very bad consequences. So I want to play this video clip before going to the second part of this, which is what it's like confronting these people, because I want to show people how awkward this is. I don't like confrontation. A lot of people don't. Here's a video where a predator was caught discussing child porn and snuff videos of minors, which I don't even fully know what that is, and we'll get into that in a second. I'm sorry, you guys, but we're talking about the real deal here. Check this out.
So what are they posting in these Telegram groups?
Anything and everything. Like, right. Child rape, dog rape.
Of a kid?
Yes. Like, what? Yeah, like zoophilia, everything involving those two, like murder, like, yeah.
Wait, so have you seen films of kids that these people have posted? Can you describe kind of what happened in a snuff film, like, at least in your experience that you've seen of, like, a kid or something?
It's been too long that I remember.
Where was it posted that you saw it?
No, in Telegrams and stuff. That's where they sent them.
So they literally posted videos of kids hiding in there.
Okay, talk to me about this, man. When you're talking to someone like this and you're realizing that this dude watches kids get raped and murdered, that's what the snuff film is. I mean, it's difficult to even discuss, but you're seeing this face to face. What goes through your mind? How do these interactions work, man? I'd love to know, because it's crazy that you do this.
Well, it used to get me a lot more pissed off than it does now. Sadly, or maybe it's a good thing, because we can get more of them. We're pretty numb to hearing everything anything and everything. So, I mean, one thing I found out doing this is that evil really has no limits. Like, you think, oh my God, he's going after a 14-year-old, but he'll never do this to a 12-year-old. But now it's like all these people are like into babies and toddlers and stuff. So, I mean, going face to face with these people, yeah, it's definitely disgusting, but we're at a point now where we can definitely separate, like, just, you know, we have a mission to get them to confess. Like, it's a game of mental chess. We got to put all the emotions to the side for like 2 to 3 hours at most. And if we can do that, they can face decades in prison. So, bigger picture.
Well, yeah, and I think I have this video here. You go to my screen, Brian. I don't think people are afraid of you. I mean, I don't think they are afraid of you. Here's you squatting 315, dude. So you're a big dude.
It's so awesome.
You're what? What are you, like 6'2", 6'3"?
6'4".
Okay, you're 6'4", squatting 315 pounds. So I don't think you're physically afraid. Are you? I mean, maybe this is too much information. Are you strapped? Are you worried about your physical safety, or how do you secure that?
Well, I'm not strapped, but I can't speak for any of my camera guys. I'm just going to leave them out of it. If you get my drift, I'm not going to say they are or aren't. But yeah, physically, I mean, most of these predators are just such weenies that, I mean, I don't even like that I'm squatting 350. That's weak sauce to me. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not worried physically with all of these predators. I mean, I do worry about them having knives and guns. But, I mean, physicality-wise, no.
All right. So I want to, before you go, I want to just read this tweet from you guys so that you guys know how to support Alex here. He's on a trip and he said that that's a wrap up, folks. His trip is officially over. 1 week, 9 child predators confronted, 3 already arrested, 3 device seizures, rest pending investigation, 3,000 miles across 6 states. Thank you to everybody for the crazy engagement on the post. It matters more than you even know. If you'd like to support our mission and future endeavors, consider these options. You can join as locals as a subscriber and get access to tons of videos, including the 9 interactions, early and uncensored. And or if you want to skip the subscription and just support us quick and easy, we also have a Cash App, which again is promote there. It's if you're listening audio only, it's the $ SHEBO and the number 16. So SHEBO16. If you can't afford to help us financially, that's okay. Please keep liking, commenting, and sharing our posts. You can find him here at I Fight For Kids, the letter IFIGHTFORKIDS. Has other links in the description. Alex, I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for what you're doing. You're not just on Twitter telling people to go into wood chippers, which I find to be kind of cringe sometimes.
Definitely.
You know, it's just like wood chippers, put them in a wood chipper. It's like, hey, how about you fucking do something? I want you to end with your comments on this. I saw a poll today talking about how you're about 200 times more likely to be molested by a public school teacher than by a priest. What's the reality of something like that in today with children? And what do you think are the best things that we could do to protect our kids? And also to confront somebody if we suspect that they, you know, might be guilty of this, a friend that might be looking at child porn. I mean, I'm just saying this is real, a family member. What do we do to protect our kids? And what do we do if we feel like we're confronted with a predator in our midst?
Well, for the priest versus teacher question, of course, there's predators in all institutions. But all I'm going to say is, like, I'm going to testify tomorrow in San Antonio for a middle school teacher we caught with child porn as young as infants. So I think it does happen a lot more in schools because a lot more kids are in school. But as for the likelihood, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I guess that makes sense because, you know, there is definitely a global, I guess you could say, conspiracy to put religion in a bad light. So it would make sense they cover up the government institution, but want to shine a light on the private one while skewing some statistics. To make it seem like the religious institution is the more dangerous one, but I definitely believe that statistic that teachers probably do it more than priests. And as for a predator in your own family, gosh, man, that's a really tough situation to handle. I mean, I've thought about that before, and luckily, no signs have ever popped up. But I mean, if it's like your 20-year-old brother, you know, trying to get at a 16-year-old girl, I mean, I mean, maybe just beat their ass. But if it's like something like they're going at, like, you know, it's like your uncle going after that same age, or, you know, if the age difference is like insane, I mean, turn them into the cops. That's what I would do, especially if they're caught with like child porn. Like, turn them into the cops, because the likelihood that somebody that's messing with child porn has real victims very, very high. And as for keeping your kids safe, well, I mean, they're more than likely going to be safe, but I think the best way to optimize that is hand them a football or a basketball. And if you have a girl, you know, find an extracurricular they like. I mean, just get them off the phone and get them with like your family or trusted people, and just go do real life things, and it'll all be good for the most part.
Awesome. Alex, thank you so much for coming on, man. I greatly appreciate you. Don't worry about the timing or anything. The best time to come on is the time that you come on. So that is perfect timing, man. And we'd love to have you on again. Sure. It is fantastic. If you ever have a really insane story and you want to drop it, please contact my producer Mike, and we'd love to have you on, whether it's a 10-minute segment or whatever, to talk about it. We'd love to promote your work. If people want to find you, if they want to follow you, how can they follow your work?
Best way to follow us is rumble.com, obviously completely free. I think most of you are on Rumble. Predator Poachers, PREDATOR space POACHERS. And yeah, I'll definitely let you know how the middle school teacher goes trial-wise, because I think that'll be a pretty big conviction.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Alex Rosin, we really appreciate you. We'll see you next time. Make sure you follow him. Links in the description. And we thank you for having you on the show, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We're going to continue on with the show. Alex Rosin, Predator Poachers, giving us a background on what he was doing and the important work that he's doing. And I think it's funny what he said there, because, you know, there is a huge difference between like child molesters and the arguments over age of consent. I don't get involved in those because, look, there's just some things that are like not worth arguing over personally, I feel like, because it's like, dude, if you want to live in a country where 16 is the age of consent, then go to Australia. If you want to go, there's states in America. So if you want to argue whether, you know, women are mature at 16 or 18 or 19 or 21, you guys can do that. I just don't want to do that because you'll dig yourself into a pit no matter what. But I'm from California, so the age was always 18. So I just usually stick with that in my head. But for the most part, you know, the US doesn't even have an age. It's like 16, 17, 18. It changes from state to state. But we're not talking about that, right? We're not talking about people getting confused on age of consent. We're talking about literal children, 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 11-year-olds. These are people who didn't go through puberty and they're being raped, and he's really looking to defend them. So I thought it was quite interesting, and I love to hear where he was at on that. It's really, really good stuff. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'll let you guys argue age of consent laws. We got more stories to talk about today. We're going to be talking about Lord Rothschild being dead. He's dead. He looks like evil man. I don't know why I did that with my hands. I guess I was put on hand sanitizer. Oh, COVID's here. Give me some hand sanitizer, please. I need hand sanitizer. Lord Rothschild, give it to me. All right. I had a brain snap in that. All right, moving along. We're also going to be talking about an Air Force member who burned himself alive and some miscellaneous stuff, which, of course, is going to be absolutely insane. Just to remind you guys as well, if you guys haven't heard already and you're new to the show, make sure that you check out my sponsor, Purge Suddenly, at purgestore.com. You can check it out today. As many of you know, that death starts in the colon, and you can know that a lot of people obviously, you know, tell you, you got to eat clean. And you should work out, you should go to sleep, but you also should check out your gut health. Many of you take probiotics, prebiotics, but have you done a parasite cleanse? You know, when you look at salmon or beef or chicken or pork, parasites exist. Look at the fluke parasite that lives in the liver of a lot of Asians because of the amount of pork they eat that's undercooked. It's really disgusting stuff. Luckily, there's a lot of natural ways to get rid of parasites, and the friends here at PurgeStore.com put it all together in an easy-to-take capsule, which is absolutely great. It cleans out your intestines. It's GMO-free, and it's an advanced cleanse for your digestive system. So if you're looking for the GI clean that will get rid of all the unhealthy shit in your, literally unhealthy shit in your gut, plus getting rid of the parasites, I encourage you to check it out at PurgeStore.com. PurgeStore.com, promo code Elijah, ELIJAH for 10% off. That's purgestore.com, promo code Elijah for 10% off. Do something good for your gut for once. You give it hell all the time with those Taco Bell, those Big Don's, McDonald's. Come on, you got to do it. You got to do it. All that hot sauce. Or you could just eat some food out of the cafeteria fridge and probably clear your intestines out the same way. Just kidding. Make sure you get it. Purgestore.com, promo code Elijah. All right. Let's talk about Lord Rothschild being dead. Lord Rothschild. All right. We got a clip here. News Nation. Alan Dershowitz on here. Listen, the Lady Rothschild introduced Jeffrey Epstein to Alan Dershowitz, Bill Clinton, and Prince Andrew, yet the FBI is hiding her name from the public. Why would the Rothschilds be connected to Epstein, to all of these influential people, if they were his handler? One of the heads of the snake is none other than the Rothschild banking family. Jacob Rothschild was an integral part of the beast. Epstein was blackmailing your politicians, your celebrities, and your media. Listen to what happens here, because we're going to talk about why this is significant. The Rothschilds are not only consequential in the destruction of Western civilization, Christian Western civilization as we know it, but they're also heavily involved in blackmailing politicians to do that. Because it's not enough to just say, oh, the Rothschilds are evil. It's like, yeah, but they're also, well, how are they doing it? They're working with sex blackmail rings to pedophile blackmail rings. Listen.
People who are still being protected. Is there any explanation for keeping all of these records still? The FBI's search warrant results, some of the tapes that were recovered, the hard drives, all that. Is there any explanation for the FBI and others keeping that secret other than they're trying to cover up for people?
Well, there's no good explanation. There is an FBI report which names all the names, and the names have been redacted. And I have formally requested the redacting of those names, and the judge hasn't done it, and the FBI hasn't done it. There are people whose names should be disclosed. I'll give you a couple of examples. The Lady Rothschild, who introduced me to Jeffrey Epstein, and we think introduced Bill Clinton to Jeffrey Epstein and maybe Prince Andrew. her name hasn't come up at all, and yet she was as close to Jeffrey Epstein as anybody could possibly be during the period of time when he was doing some of these things. So that's a name that should be disclosed. There are other names. Leslie Wexler's name has been disclosed.
Who's protecting him?
You know, there are rich and powerful people who have access to both political figures and judicial figures and the media.
You've said that you think that Jeffrey Epstein had blackmail on people of a sexual nature, which is, would explain why he was getting money to manage and how he amassed some of his wealth. Now that you've seen the latest trove of documents and some of the accusations there, is it clear to you, having been in the law for so long, that there is more, that there's more out there of a blackmail nature, that there is evidence of blackmail that's being covered up?
I have no doubt about it. And look, Jeffrey Epstein once told me, I said to him when he was being prosecuted, who do you have to worry about? And he, somebody close to him, I mentioned the name, and he said, no, don't have to worry about him. He's not going to say anything.
Ooh, wow. New news. So shocking. Epstein has blackmail on people. Wow. Why don't I freaking light up some fireworks? It's so interesting. Boring. Anyway, sorry for making you guys watch that shit. The point of the matter is that we obviously know that was going on. Now, to talk about a little bit interesting things is, so Lord Rothschild died, right? This is the guy who looks like Mr. Burns. Go to my screen here, Brian. Mr. Burns looks like a character out of The Simpsons, which is absolutely crazy. Jacob Rothschild was standing in front of Sir Thomas Lawrence paintings, Satan summoning his legions, next to Marina Abramovich, famous for her satanic art, who was appointed by Zelensky as Ukraine's ambassador for children. Jeffrey Epstein wasn't available for the photo shoot. So, you know, there's a lot of names for these people. Like, we call, you know, the scholars, the hooded teens, you know. We call them the machete-wielding thugs, the lunchtime rowdies. I think today, what did we call them? What did we call black people today? Let me see. This was my favorite one. We were calling black people a very funny name today. I swear I have this. Oh, here it is. Yeah. The New York Post. Today, black people are called what? They're called strangers. A stranger bashes a woman in the head with a baseball bat in apparently random New York City attack. So if you see people out in the street randomly attacking you and you don't know who they are, that's because they're strangers. And so if you don't recognize someone, they might hurt you. Now, I'll let you realize not every stranger is probably going to randomly attack you with a baseball bat. There are some strangers that are probably more likely to do it than others. Now, which kind of strangers are they? I don't know. Men? Exactly. You should be on the lookout for men attacking people with bats. It is pretty fucking insane. By the way, like I mentioned, we have a big debate planned next week. I need to figure out what I'm doing with this show in terms of like more funny stuff. Because today was supposed to be, do you guys want more funny stuff in the show as well? Because I find a ton of hilarious shit all week that I could show you guys. And for some reason, it just, a lot of it doesn't make it in the show. So dark sometimes, so evil. I feel like I'm just watching like degenerate porn or something, but for like the news, you know? It's like Marina Abramovich and Lord Rothschild are just psycho Zionists who are fucking up the world. Yeah, I know, but did you ever see this video of a comedian in her bikini with dogs strapped to her back? Exactly. Want to watch that? I say we should. This is a controversy that has nothing to do with Lord Rothschild, but I thought it was actually kind of funny. One of the things that I thought was funny was the fact that Selena Gomez hit a wall so big, Donald Trump was trying to figure out if she got Mexico to pay for it. That's pretty unfortunate, right? What happened there? Now, I will point out what we're all noticing about this picture, okay? And that's her choice of dinner, that she's eating salmon. And we've all thought, what a great choice for dinner, right? Wow, that's crazy. I mean, and okay, Yes. Did you notice the fact that she has a giant smirk on her face? So I noticed that too. But as Mersh, I think, said, is that she looks like somebody who's about to ask you what kind of tequila would you like in your margarita at Chili's. But I think she's suffering with Lyme disease or something, which is what celebrities always say when they're struggling with addiction, is Lyme disease or endometriosis. So I don't really know what's going on here, but that's the truth. It just makes me sad because, you know, women really do hit a wall at 30, which is why you need to get married when you're young, ladies. Get married, have a kid. Of course, Kez will never hit a wall. Kez may hit me with a baseball bat, but then again, so might a random man on the street, right? Who knows? Another funny thing is, and I have a controversial take on it. Can we bring this picture back up as well? Speaking of the devil, still not know what to do with these. I still don't know what to do with those. Those are real. Take that off. One of the funny things is this idea of, okay, so everyone was really mad at this video. Chelsea Handler made this video. And I'm kind of getting tired. I'm almost getting bored of woman hate now. Like, I feel like my woman hate makes women so mad that they'll lie that they're not feminists to be my friends and then end up being the greatest offenders of extreme feminism and try to ruin my life. That's how serious my woman hate gets around. And my woman hate's funny. It's a joke, right? I don't hate women. I just make objective and reasonable observations about females, about men, about blacks, about whites, about gays, about straights. Like, I just make reasonable observations. But women always end up getting emotional and pissed off, and they end up, you know, just reacting and proving my opinions correct. And once again, I've been vindicated in all cases and proven correct. Be careful with this creature, because they may end up trying to destroy your life to deal with and cope with their unhappiness. And a lot of people believe that about Chelsea Handler, that she's very unhappy and she's coping with life. Now, there's some truth to that, okay? There's some truth. But we're going to give an unpopular and hot take here to break from the Lord Rothschild story, because there's more to the story than you think, okay? I'm sorry for this, but here's this video. Hopefully you've already seen it. Go, 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 Charlie. This is your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a party like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, it's not your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the bars. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, getting rough. You can find me in the club. All right, we can leave it playing without the music. So everybody sees this and they react to it. And that's what she wanted. She wants to be on this show. She wants a reaction. And everyone's like, you know, she's pathetic. She's looking for attention. Okay, first of all, can we just clarify three things really quickly? Number one, she's a woman. So of course everything she does is for attention. Like 100%. This is why men don't take women's opinions seriously, or at least one of the reasons, is because they don't share opinions on the internet because they really believe them. They share opinions on the internet because they heard a man say it, realized that he got some popularity or some attention for it, and they too want that same popularity and attention. It actually made me laugh because Andrew Tate put out a poll on women, and it said this. Let me actually zoom in here. Okay, yeah, go to my screen, Brian. He said this, which would you rather have, men? Let me get that up. Which would you rather have, men? An attractive woman who shuts up every time you tell her to, but is broke, stupid, and boring, or a super smart, very rich, and interesting woman who constantly talks back? Let me guess, guys, in the chat, even girls, what do you think guys would prefer? An attractive woman who shuts up, even though she's broke, stupid, and boring, or a super smart, very rich, and interesting woman who talks back. Okay, we'll let you see. Now, this was a random polling and a sampling of 52,585 votes already. And here we are. Here's the results. 65%, two-thirds of men just want a woman who just shuts up and is just pretty, and even if she's dumb, they just want a pretty woman. Look, this is going to sound very crass and very vulgar to women, and so I this show is for the boys. I'm objective about that, but girls can enjoy it too. It's like tuna juice, right? Made for finches, but humans can drink it too. Many people will not get that reference as a brand reference, but it's like, dude, men, we don't care about women's accomplishments. We don't care about their opinions. We just don't. We just want a girl that's pretty that we can fuck and make kids with, that will be a good mom and clean our home and decorate it and be a companion, go to the movies, hang out, talk to about life. Like, we're not looking for this woman to inspire us through her ideas. We're looking for her to inspire us through her devotion, through her loyalty, through her support, right? Men want a partner. No, we don't want partners. There's a reason why in Australia they don't have marriage anymore. No one gets married and everyone's partners. I thought partner meant you were gay. That's what I thought. I thought you have a partner when you're gay. And or you're just like trying not to reveal who it is, right? So like maybe you're like at like a work meeting and you don't want people to know anything about you, and you go, oh, I have a partner, and you're trying to keep it vague because you're just trying to like lay low, right? But like your spouse is not your partner. That's gay as fuck. All right, dog? That's gay. You're not partners. You're compliments. You're complementarians. You're the leader. You are a man. Your accomplishment, your reputation, these things matter. The money you make, you're a provider. You're a protector. And a woman, that's not her role. She is a nurturer. She gives birth to life. Is she less valuable? Absolutely not. But women today are like, I just want people to know my opinion. You got OnlyFans whores going on a podcast to give you their opinion. Hey, bitch, shut the fuck up. How about that? People are already paying for you what they want you to open, and it's your legs, and there's no dignity in that, but it's still a service, and people like it and enjoy it. I know this is harsh, but it's true. Somebody needs to say it. And this is why it's the 30-year-old wall in media. Just remember, if you're a young man, this is my advice to young men. If any woman talks shit on you, especially they tend to do this when they're like in the 22 to 26-year-old range, they'll really talk shit or they'll try to Me Too you or pull fast ones. Just remember, eventually they turn 32. Not 32, 30 as well. Because when women hit 30, they hit a fucking wall. They just do. And they're not as desirable. When they're like 22 to 26, I was talking to the CEO of Censored today, and we're talking about that. You know, they can get any man they want. They think they're invincible. Everybody who's not amazing, rich, 6'4", makes $5 gazillion, is a creep. You know, you hugged them wrong. You raped them. You know, it's this real victim mentality because they're just on top of the world. But then they hit 30 and then they become bitter. And what you'll notice in the media is anytime someone hits 30 and is either divorced or a single mother or was whoring themselves out. And I'm not judging them for that because we all make mistakes. I'm not judging the mistakes. It's they go from being men's rights activists, from being anti-feminists, from being, you know, pro-male, to like bitching about the red pill movement, giving dating advice, talking about how men are too harsh, and they become this desperate ideological moment because people are no longer tuning in for their looks, and that's what they banked on, and they thought that life would turn out differently because they could outsmart God. And then now they've just changed. They just flipped the switch. And then now their market is simps and cucks and white knights who are usually obese and fucking losers. And those people will still consume their media. They'll never be as popular, but then they you know, this is like the same thing with like cable news, right? These cable news hosts, these females, they're these blonde girls, they get in, they're like 22, they're hot, everyone's trying to get a piece of the ass. And then all of a sudden they're just a 30-year-old bitch that's unmarried and kind of a fucking cunt. So, and then they're like, people, and then they start blaming the men around them. Then you end up with lawsuits and Me Too shit and all the shit because they're unhappy. And so they start blaming men in their life. So my advice to men is, don't work with women, don't have female friends. And in general, if they're not your wife, stay away from them. And if you're looking to date, I'm sorry, it's going to be a lot harder, but just look in church and be smart and live above reproach because, you know, this is how females are in our society. You got to be very careful. And that's why, you know, Andrew Tate was like, hey, people just want a woman who shuts up because women just tend, where women are, you find drama. Where drama is, you find unnecessary problems. This is the rants, but it's true, right? Right. It is what it is. So, you know, just live your life and be wise. You know, speaking of Andrew Tate and all this stuff, it's like, that's just the reality. So when you look at this video, this is what I was going to say here. Check this out. Let's go back to this video. the way that women are is whatever, but it's like, dude, look, is she unfulfilled? Maybe, but I don't think she knows it, right? I think there's a sense of emptiness that people have when they abandon God and when women try to work long term. But I'm from LA and I remember living in Los Angeles, and you kind of believe the lie that like you're a celebrity and you're in this sort of like, you know, God area. And the only reason why I said that she's happier than most people is because most people are unhappy, right? 78-80% of people are very, 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 very unhappy. And they're just producing and chasing money. They're chasing objects. They're chasing wealth. And so she's accomplished more than most people. And I find it funny that it's these online social media people like myself who are like talking shit. Like, I think they're just jealous. Because she's done more, and like typical, like with women, she's probably given blowjobs her way to the top, which you will rarely ever find a non-whore in media. Pretty much every woman in media is a whore, which I'm not, again, no judgment, but it's just like everyone's like, she's a whore. Chelsea Handler's a whore. She fucks her way to the top. Literally every woman. That's in Christian circles, in conservative circles. That's just how the world is. It runs on sex. Sex sells, and women often earn their way to the top that way, or they force their way in. And so, I don't know. I just don't get the Chelsea Handler hate anymore. I just think people are like, she's just an old woman who's childless and she drinks and probably doesn't notice the truth. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but like, just shitting on her doesn't make any sense to me. And most of the guys that are shitting on her would have sex with her if she offered. I know people are like, that's gross. That's disgusting. Well, 8 shots of vodka in and the opportunity, considering you're not married and you're single, and you're older, you might still take it. For 49, she's not bad. But she is a disgusting human being, and it's a very gross and vile thing. And she might have chlamydia. Probably has had it at least several times in her life. But I just think people like to just talk shit because it gets clicks. It's like Chelsea Handler hate. I just think there's bigger fish to fry. Worry about the women in your own life. Don't worry about Chelsea Handler, right? You never, ever, ever want to get involved in that. Shout out, by the way, we have custom emotes now in Rumble. I think Debstup and Brian got those put in there. So that's really good. And yeah, so that's the thing. Also, my rants on women are accurate. And I'm not even talking about anybody or anything specific. I just think it's funny that no matter what I talk about with females, people think they know, they think I'm talking about people in particular because they're like, does he know the women in my life? It's like, yes, I do. It's unfortunately the reality. And there's a lot that could be said about men too. And the reason why people say, well, why don't you talk shit on men? That's what you have the women in your life for. That's what women are for. They tell us every day, right? But the good ones manage and they have self-control with that. So not all women are bad. Many are good. And I want to shout out to the good women out there that know how to think things and not say them all the time. Because believe me, the men in your life don't want to hear your opinion about how they need to change every 5 minutes. Just encourage them to change. Literally, go out of your way. If your wife, go out of your way to encourage your husband. Show him respect and encourage him. And this is a really crazy thing, but blowjobs are a great reward. That people say like, oh, you know, I don't like someone who withholds sex. Don't withhold sex. But, you know, if you start liking behavior and seeing things, maybe spice things up a little bit. Go out of your way. Start giving more blowjobs to your husband. He's not going to be mad. I promise you that. Some very good advice from Elijah Schaefer. It always works. All right, back to Lord Rothschild, since we got on a sidetrack about whores and her. Censored Men reminded us that that Jacob Rothschild has died. And here are some pictures of the Rothschild Surrealist Ball. Check this out. The Rothschild's Surreal Ball. Here, this is very weird. Cut up babies. Mannequins. I think they make movies to tell us what's going on in the world. So I don't know what to make of this, guys, in the chat. Shout out to some of the, oh fuck. Sorry. My language is getting bad recently again. This shows me constantly saying I'm trying not to curse and then cursing 10 times more every time. Is am I wrong on that? Is it me always trying not to curse and I'm just like, fuck, shit, bitch, fucking, fuck you, you cunt. I'll try to refrain. Reading a couple super chats here from the locals chat. Remember, you guys can send your Rumbles rants in. I know it's hard or something to do, but it's really, I really do appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Check this out. You guys sent this meme in here. Strangers could be here, he thought. I've never seen in this neighborhood before. There could be strangers anywhere. I love that meme. Yeah. Wow, strangers are hitting me with a bat. Butthead sent in nothing. Just a cut image. Noticer I am sent $5. Said, what area has ever benefited with more scholars or the host being people being deluded? Here's a meme here. You've never been judged by your skin color. Just was. White privilege is a racist, divisive lie. Yeah, exactly. Drummer Merrick said, Elijah Schaefer haters are obsessed fans. It's actually true. Many are. Many are saying this, and it is true. Debstep also said, don't forget that Icona Paterna Bird and Doomsday Cracker also helped make some of the stickers emojis. No, we're not going to acknowledge them. They get no acknowledgement. You don't get any acknowledgement. Sorry, in the corner for you. No, thank you, guys. I do appreciate it. I didn't know that. I didn't know. Also, Debstep also said, Elijah, I'm trying to refrain from cussing because my dad and grandma were concerned. Also, Elijah drops all the F-bombs. Yeah, I'm apologies for that. It's like when you cuss and you're like, hey, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking and shit. Oh, fuck. Ah, damn it. Fucking hell. Fuck me. And you know what I mean? And then you end up down that road. It is true. But at least Americans know how to curse pretty well. And I do only use it for emphasis. It's not because I'm looking for a word and I'm cursing. There we are. Okay, let's transition stories. Let's bus a Caitlyn Jenner and transition this shit. Realizing that we didn't just lose a dick in this surgery. Someone lost their life. It's not funny, but it is ironic that it's always the Air Force that's in these mental situations. So let's talk about this. If you guys didn't see this already, I don't want to watch this. It's blurred because I didn't want to watch the unblurred version because I don't like gore. And I'm still waiting to get undemonetized on Twitter after getting demonetized for posting the Justin Moan video, which he held ahead. I don't understand why I got demonetized for that. They said they're still waiting on it, but we're here. All right. So this was Aaron Bushnell, 25, apparently reached out to give consent to post a blurred version of Bushnell's protest today against genocide in Palestine, saying that Aaron is the kindest, gentlest, silliest little kid in the Air Force, said Erico, who met Bushnell in 2022. We're going to go ahead and watch this. It's 3 minutes long, and we're going to break it down because I think it's important. Check it out.
It's Aaron Bushnell. I am an active duty member of the United States Air Force, and I will no longer be complicit in genocide. I'm about to engage in an extreme act of protest, but compared to what people have been experiencing in Palestine at the hands of their colonizers, it's not extreme at all. This is what our ruling class has decided will be normal.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit in this. Okay, here we go. So what is going through your head at this point? Like, we're going to look at this, the idea. Look, if you're against what Israel's doing in Gaza, please don't kill yourself. And I hate that I have to say that. Because as John Doyle pointed out on X, that they don't care. Like, these are your enemies. Brown minds always find a way to make you evil. And people said to this guy, rest in power, because he died. And they were saying, can you not use rest in power for him because he's white? We don't want white people dying with dignity. These people are sick, right? So this guy's death was honestly for nothing. And this was a mental health episode, but we have some evidence that this might have been pre-predicted programming. And I don't understand. He might have been bullied into this. I'm not claiming that he, somehow knew what was going on. And he, you know, this was a government like MK Ultra experiment, but it might be. Watch this. So here's what happened. So he puts the kerosene or whatever the fluid is on himself.
I
This guy puts him out, and this guy pulls a gun on him. I don't like the jokes people are making about this. I guess I'm too soft-hearted to do that. And someone asked in the chat, why did you play it? It was blurred, and it's a news story, and you're watching a show that covers the news. So it was blurred, and so if you have a problem with blurred footage, we're not playing gore on the show. I just don't like it. I don't like gore stuff. I don't think it's interesting at all. You hear the pain. He's probably already passed out when he falls to the floor. You ever burned yourself? It's ridiculous. It feels disgusting. I don't know. This stuff just makes me feel queasy. You know, I don't feel good when I watch this. I don't know what it is that you're going through in your head to get to doing that. I just don't understand. And the cops point a gun at him, you know. I just don't get it. Now let me show you something really weird that I thought was strange about this. I just think that the memes about it are, it doesn't sit well with me, man. This stuff doesn't sit well with me. I like to joke about a lot of things, but a veteran or a soldier lighting himself on fire, just reminding you guys that their death's in vain. You know, Gyra said, rest in power, Aaron Bushnell. And this fat, ugly Jess JW said, can we not use this phrase on white men, please? I get the sentiment, but rest in power is historically used to mourn black people who were killed by hate crimes and police. Exactly. So, I don't know. Chat, I don't have a lot of thoughts on this, but I do want to put something up here. Okay, so you know how we just talked about this tweet here? I'm going to see what people said, right? So we had Talia Jane saying, loved ones of Aaron Bushnell 25 reached out to me and gave me consent to post a blurred version of Bushnell protest today against genocide in Palestine. So what's weird about this is here's the tweet of the video that we just played. And this was from like yesterday, I think. But the same person tweeted out on 8/11, so August 11th, 2023, the intentional ignorance of widespread popular opinion is so crazy, making I can't help but feel that we are just days away from someone self-immolating at the Capitol, or worse, the psychic tension can't hold. There has to be some relief, some de-escalatory catharsis. So the person who was friends with Bushnell, the guy who killed himself through lighting himself on fire, I don't think I've ever tweeted ever. Someone could look up my past tweets. I don't delete tweets, past tweets like that. But the person that was posting the video talked about how things are getting crazy. Someone might light themselves on fire. I don't think I understand if this, maybe this person was talked into doing it, or maybe this person talked it into their head. It seems really strange, right? It just seems weird. Now, what did people say? Australia Talk said, when people lose all hope and they've got nothing left to lose, they lose it. Aaron was so hurt by the inhumanity he saw taking place in Gaza that his only recourse was to make himself suffer the same fate. The pain in his heart burned hotter than the flames and became unbearable. And that's true, Ben. That is true. I can't actually watch the footage coming out of Gaza. I actually can't. You know, when I see the individuals bought out by our organization, when I see organizations that I've worked with that I still think generally do good that are bought out by the Zionists, and when I realize that our government sanctions, you know, the stuff going on in Ukraine, going on in Gaza, it really makes me sick. And I feel like a Zionist worldview mostly develops out of ignorance or ethnic devotion. So I think either you are a dual citizen and you are ethnically Jewish, so you will justify the war crimes of your country, just like the U.S. might justify some of its crimes in the Middle East. And, you know, never forget George Bush on the aircraft carrier saying, mission accomplished. But I really do want to remind you guys to take care of what you consume. And I don't consume gore, okay? I don't. I see a lot of crazy shit on the internet. I do see it, but I don't like it because the mind is fragile. And it's very important to take care of your brain and to not overconsume this stuff, because it's happening whether you watch it or not. And you go, but I want to raise awareness. So raise awareness. But like before bed all day watching children getting blown up in Gaza, it is inhumane. And Israel is a sick fucking country for what they're doing. They're a disgusting, reprobate, war criminal country. And every time I say that, somebody always says I'm anti-Semitic and whatnot. And look, I fuck you. How about that? I don't even care. You enjoy blowing up children? Good. Be a sick fucking shit. Go ahead. It is disgusting, okay? It really is gross what they're doing. And they're not giving them any way to leave, and they're pushing them further south. And people don't want to talk about this because, you know, obviously, like, I have family who's like, but BLM, BLM's for Gaza. Yeah, they are, okay? But that's different. That's a little different. That is a lot different. You know, BLM feeds homeless people in some soup kitchens. Am I supposed to be against soup kitchens? Like, this is the most retarded arguments ever. And, you know, it just breaks my heart what's going on over there. And it's unfathomable. And so when you watch what's happening to the kids in Gaza from Israel, we're at, what, 30,000 people I think they've killed, right? Are we at 30,000 already? 12,000 children or something like that? They're fucking animals. The Israeli government, you know, the Likud Netanyahu government is fucking animals. And they're the most racist motherfuckers ever. They believe that the Goyim are animals. That's why they kill the Palestinians. They believe they're not, they don't have a soul or something like that. I was reading about it recently. They don't believe they're human. So they think that they can kill them. And people will talk to me like, well, why would you talk about this? Well, because it's inhumane. Well, did you talk about the genocide that's going on against Christians? Yes, I have. And we've talked about what's going on in Africa. And yes, we do. So I don't hyper-focus on this conflict, but anyone on the right wing who supports this is a fucking fraud. And that's why I don't associate with these people anymore, because they're fucking sick. They're fucking disgusting. They are the most degrading human beings. And they try to convince people that, you know, somehow God's going to bless us if we support this genocide of people. Like, oh, but there's more Palestinians than ever. Okay, cool. So you know what? There's a lot of black people now. So should we just kill 30,000 of them tomorrow? Should we? Maybe. They're not doing a lot for society on that argument. That's not a good argument, right? It's not a good argument. I'm not promoting violence. I'm saying that's not a good argument. We shouldn't be just wiping out people like this. Especially the fact that they didn't give them any chance to leave, right? And they've bombed them down into the south. It's just fucked up, man. It really is. It is fucked up stuff. And you don't have to be, that's their whole point. Oh, so you're a leftist? You're a leftist? You know leftists are against Israel. Buddy, the most pro-Israel people are also leftists too, okay? That's true. So the Democrats are very pro-Israel. So shut the fuck up. Sincerely, a person who's tired of your bullshit and doesn't care what you call me. Call me a racist. Call me a white supremacist. Call me a homophobe. Call me a transphobe. Fuck you. How about that? I don't care anymore. I just don't care. It hasn't worked. And they've kind of given up on trying to silence me over this stuff. In fact, things are only getting better here at Slightly Offensive. objectively better, thanks to you guys supporting. Remembering to support here at censored.tv. Use my promo code OFFENSIVE. You've got to join. If you haven't already, you get 20% off. It's so helpful when you join too, for a number of reasons. One of the main reasons that I think is so fantastic is that when you join the community, you get this show advertisement free. You get a free bonus show every week. And you're going to get more content coming up. Guys, they keep telling me they're going to fix the stuff. I think I told you in the last stream, I had another call with them today. Just please be patient. I'm doing everything I can to get the chat updated and make it a better place so we can stream. They're making a community tab for us there, a place playlist so I can put clips. I don't know what's taking so long. Yeah. And by the way, I'm not going to mention the people you're talking about on the chat, but these people will not have me on their shows because of my view on the Israeli conflict. I have gotten into an argument with their co-hosts, like directly, we've argued about this, and they want nothing to do with me anymore. That's how fucked up it is. And that's, you know, that's why I'm more passionate about this issue, about the Zionism stuff. I'm more passionate about it than ever because I've watched friends who are allies, who we have the same vision for the world, but we just disagree on the support for Israel's war in Gaza. And then they won't work with me now. So I won't work with them because if they're going to cut me off like this, but it's like, they blacklist me and like have disinvited me from the shows. And they're lucky that I'm nice enough to not call them out by name, because I'm not into that kind of stuff, but it is crazy. They're loyal. They're more loyal to a foreign country and the support for a foreign country than they are if we agree on 99% of issues, which reminds me, these people are literally fucked. And, you know, win for us, L for them. But, so, yeah. And I'm not pro-Palestinian. I want to point that out. I'm not even pro. I'm very anti-Islam, actually. On the show, I'm objectively anti-Islam. I'm not a Muslim. And I don't like Islam. I don't think Islam is a good thing or a force for good. So, and I'm not anti-Jewish. You know, I'm not anti-Jewish. You're never going to catch me speaking out against or hating on Jews. This is not my thing. But I am against outside control of the United States. I'm against banking cartels. And you call them whatever you want. Globalists, fuck it. They're all the same group. And they're undermining our country and undermining our world. And they're fucking killing these kids. It's pretty fucked up. And at least I'm honest about it. You know, so that is the truth. So yeah, so I've lost a lot of friends over this. It is kind of sad. It is kind of sad. But I'm going to be back, you know, I'm going to be back and I'm going to keep being honest and this show is going to keep growing. I can't give you much hints, but there's always good stuff in the works, but I got some good stuff. Plus I'm making my new film in Europe. Isn't that cool? Censored TV is sponsoring my first mini doc that I'm making all on my own with really good team of people. And I can't give a hint on what it is, but no one wants to touch the subject and no one's done it well. So I've decided to do it. I'm going to advocate for my people is all I'm going to say. I'm going to advocate for the West and start making some hard hitting high budget content here because you guys are supporting. And so Censored TV is going to support these endeavors. And I'm really grateful for that. Anyway, thank you guys so much again for watching another episode here of Nightly Offensive, the best worst live stream on the internet. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and we have some great shows for you this week. Don't forget, next week, tentatively on March 8th, is a great debate. Diversity is our strength, with a big socialist guy, Joel Davis, Jared Taylor, and another leftist who I'm still waiting to confirm. Half of them will be in studio, the other half will be remote. It's going to be a huge live stream event that's going to be awesome. Is diversity our strength? A major debate platform between white nationalists and socialist and pro-diversity specialists. So that's what we do here at Slightly Offensive. We'd like to do this. And so I was able to get another debate set up. I think that's good if we get a new debate every 6 to 8 weeks, kind of switch it up, keep it alive. And I'm doing that. And this is all coming from Australia. Now imagine what I'll be capable of accomplishing when I get back to the United States. Exactly. Anyways, love you faggots. You guys are awesome. You guys are great. I really appreciate you being on the show. Don't forget to support our advertisers for today, which of course are our advertisers that we know and support. You have Undertak Boxers. You can get them at undertak.com, promo code OFFENSIVE20. You can get your emergency antibiotic kit to prepare for the next disease at twc.health/offensive. And also, Purge Store. You can get our Purge products to purge your intestines at purgestore.com. Thank you so much for watching. To all of those who are here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. And you guys are awesome. And shout out to those in the chat who are hate watching as well. It's absolutely fantastic. You guys are great. You still bring the views. You still bring the traction. And it's absolutely amazing. I'm going to read the super chats now as well that are there. If there's any that are left in this the fight. Iconaturnaturd says, women are quite malleable to ideas they view as opportunities for attention. It's all a grift. The attention is a byproduct of whatever ideological lane they sub to, and the feedback loop begins. And that's why with men, you know, you can always date a girl who has a slightly different ideological bent. This is going to be one of the best advice I give you, young men who are looking to get married. You can date a girl who has a little bit of liberal worldview. I mean this genuinely, and listen to what I'm going to say. You can date a girl who has a little bit of a liberal worldview, but the key thing is to look at her relationship with her father, because she may be a little feminized from just her education or whatever it is. But if she has a good relationship and she knows how to mold under the authority of a man, you can train her and mold her under your authority, and she will adopt your worldview most likely. You don't want a girl who's staunchly liberal, like the I can save her, right? Those women are for recreation only. If you're non-Christian, if you're Christian, you should be, you know, trying to protect yourself sexually. If you make mistakes, ask for forgiveness, go confess to the priest or your friend, whatever it is that you do, and move on with your life. But the most important part is like, you want to find, make sure that she's comes from a good family and has a good relationship with her dad, because that authority structure will be there and she'll know how to submit. And so you can kind of beat some of that out of her. Hypothetically, you don't want to be beating women. So you need to be very careful with that, right? Very, very careful. But you don't want a girl who's rogue and has no father, because typically not only might have she been molested, not only she might have too high of a body count, but she's probably doesn't know how to submit under authority, both yourself and to God. The only caveat could be a woman who's become a Christian and submits to God later in life. And if you don't mind that she has a high body count, that's something you don't care about. Okay. You know, I'm a little different than the red pill community. I don't recommend marrying a woman with a high body count, but if it's that or nothing, just be careful. Sign a prenup. If you're going to marry a girl with a high body count, I would sign a prenup. I really would. Even if you're young, I would sign a prenup. If she's got more than five bodies, sign a prenup. Because there's no telling what might happen 10 years from now. And I would. And But don't divorce her. Make sure you don't believe in divorce. Make sure that you both don't believe in divorce. But I'm just saying that, right? This is dumb advice I'm giving you guys all. But anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Because, you know, married people know what's up. Make sure that you're there on that. Shout out to you guys. Anyway, I'm going to see if there's any more on the locals chat as well. Yes, we have a few more super chats here. Butthead said, pee-pee poo-poo. Thank you, Butthead. And Debstup said, Kez's ideology be like this. And we have this meme here. Where there we are. Yeah, you know, I'd really like Kez. I'm going to try to pre-record something with Kez maybe this week. We'll see what happens. I'd really like to pre-record an episode with her and put it on censored only. It'd be really nice. Someone said, Elijah trying to be safe everywhere. No, I'm trying to keep people safe. I'm trying to keep people safe, because it's not just old women with high body counts. It's young women too, you know? So be careful. So be very careful with all this stuff. Anyway, to my censored chatters, let me go in there real quickly here. I want to give a shout out to those that are watching on censored. Again, I'm trying to use the censored chat during the show. And it's a little bit harder for me because they're updating it right now. But shout out to those who are uncensored. I'd like to check out this chat here. We got Elrod, Bleep, and Jay is Hot, and Redwater. Redwater said, have a good night, everyone. And Jay said, sup, homos. And they also sent all of this stuff. So that's really good. Good to see you guys watching there. And hopefully you enjoy that. To the rest of you guys everywhere else, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Make sure that you know we're suspended on YouTube, and we're going to figure out what to do with that. I think going forward, we're probably going to stream on YouTube, but then delete the stream when it's done and just have replays on Rumble. and try to get everyone over here because I'm tired of it. Have a great rest of the week, always. Do you guys want to watch one little funny thing to sign out? Do you guys anyone watch something? Some it's a couple of ridiculous shit. Does anyone want to do like a follow up ridiculous video here? All right, follow up video. Okay, I'm so. Can we do a warning here? Is there any way to do like a warning? Warning, what you're about to see is actually, I could say it's pornographic. It's nudity. So it's definitely adult only for 18 and older. This is a modern art installation from what I understand. I guess this is modern art. I don't know what's going on here, but welcome to modern art. Let's go ahead and play this.
You can never ever, never ever.
Yeah, is this a strip club? I don't really know. Well, this was shared by our favorite Nina Marie Danielle, who said, "What am I going to do to the bitch who runs WooWee113 account when I catch her lacking in these streets? Gonna knock you out with my hanging breast meat." And Malcolm Fleck said, "You'll have several others wanting to be in the prelims before this main card matchup." Now, Nina is a MMA fighter, if I'm not wrong on this. That's Nina, right?
All right, boys.
I don't know. We're taking this degeneracy off the screen. But I just thought it was interesting because there's a lot of stuff here that I just don't know. Brian, take that off. There's a lot of stuff here I don't really know. That was weird. Now, another couple weird things as well, which we can bring up, that is slightly strange. Let me see if I can bring up some funnier videos. Okay, so there was a lot going on in this video too. I think someone said, this is from a movie set for the film Transitions. Okay, we won't watch that. Take that off, Ryan. We won't watch that. We can watch this, though. Here is a last video we'll close out on and asking, what the hell is wrong with people? Let's go ahead and let's play this.
I didn't care. You didn't even tell me not to do anything to rectify the situation.
Not gonna do
fuck
it.
You, bitch. And not you have a face. Somebody give me the number. To your general manager. Nope. Bitch, like I said, every time I come in here, you fucking yelling at somebody.
I don't even know.
Bitch, I come here every day for my lunch break. Bitch. Eat me, bitch. You can say that shit walking away. You. Now, how about that? Fuck all of this shit, bitch. Fuck it all. Call her. Call her. Call her. Call her. Call her. Let's go, baby. Now, pick it up, bitch. Pick it all up. Pick it the fuck up, bitch. I ain't destroyed shit. I'm making it messy in this motherfucker. Call the fucking police. Call
him. Call him. I hope she doesn't get the drink. I hope she doesn't find that drink. That's a suspicious drink. That's like bricks during BLM.
Fuck you. Fuck what's for? I need a... Fuck you, bitch.
I've been there. I've honestly been there.
All I wanted to do was just order some food. Look what I got to go through.
Oh, like you said, can I get a straw? That Raging Cajun said. Yeah. Okay. It is what it is, folks. It is what it is. I don't really want to live around people that act out of control like that. Maybe you do. Maybe it's good for your home prices. Maybe it's good for your local businesses. I feel like these people should need to be put in their fucking places, right? It's just annoying at this point. All right, well, I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Don't forget that tomorrow, three times a week now, I have my mini show, which is news updates on the Gateway Pundit. So I just wanted to go over this with you guys here because I think this is actually really important. We have at the Gateway, if you go to the Gateway Pundit, which is, let me see, the Gateway. Way Pundit. If you go out to the Gateway Pundit right here, check this out. You can see the videos that are there, and I have my show. So I had this one here. You'll see them. They should have my name in them. So like, you know, it should say Elijah Schaefer, and it should.
Our top story today, Fannie Willis might be dis.
So, yeah. So there's me talking like this, right? Boom. There's me, and there's me talking to me. It's a little newsy, but you should watch the shows. They're doing really well. We're getting advertisers on them. It's a really great position, and it's absolutely fantastic. I encourage you to watch it 3 times a week, only on the Gateway Pundit, if you just want more news and straight news without the cursing, without the bullshit, without the insanity. Anyway, for Slightly Offensive, thank you so much again for watching. Shout out to the locals community and shout out to everybody else. You guys are absolutely fantastic. I love you. You're great. You're amazing. You're beautiful. Devstep said petition to change Elijah's segments to the Gateway Homo. Shane Wiley said, I prefer the funny Elijah. It's not so much the straight up reporting. Doomsday says, make change great again. Dumeric says, and some Gucci stuff, and then sent the N-word. Awesome. Very awesome stuff. Yeah, we will bring the funny stuff back. I need some more funny stuff in here. I just got to go. Sleep tight, everybody. Have a good rest of the night, as always. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.